Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read to you from Isaiah chapter 2 and speak to you about the way to go. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5, which reads, O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. The first part of Isaiah chapter 2 spells out the glory of the Messiah's reign, how he will rule the nations with justice and honor, and how he'll cause all war and conflict to cease. It's a glorious picture, and we can trust that it was no small consolation to Isaiah's first readers and to us at the end of the age. After painting the picture of the glory of the Messiah's reign, Isaiah then challenged God's people to live in the Messiah's reign right now. You see, Jesus came to the world to bring a kingdom and to light the world with the glory of that kingdom. One day, it will be a fact over all the world, and Jesus will return in glory to reign over this earth. Until then, he allows us citizenship in his kingdom and gathers us into a community of the kingdom in exile. After all, we're strangers and pilgrims in this world. We belong to another kingdom. Knowing this, it's all the more important that we walk in the light of our King. Thus, the plea of the Lord through Isaiah, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Come means that it only happens by invitation. God won't make you walk in his light because he wants real fellowship and heartfelt response, not robots. So his invitation is there for you to answer and to come. Let us means that it happens in community. When we walk in the light, we walk with others who are in the light. If you aren't getting along with your Christian brothers and sisters, you probably aren't walking in the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says it well. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And then, to walk in the light of the Lord means to order your life after God's truth and God's ways. The ultimate reign of the Messiah may be many years away, but Jesus can reign in our life, in our mind, in our heart right now. We don't have to wait for the enforced righteousness of the millennium to have the blessing of Jesus' righteousness in our life right now. To walk in the light of the Lord also means that you enjoy the blessings of the Messiah's reign right now. You don't have to live a dark, depressing, discouraged Christian life. You can walk in the light of the Lord. So what is it that gets you down, that brings darkness into your life? What can that compare to the light of the Lord? Is the darkness of spiritual attack, of unfaithful friends, of bad circumstances, of shame, of guilt, of anything at all, are they greater than the light of the Lord? I don't think so. Let's say that you were determined to fly to Europe, and someone gave you a ticket for a first-class seat. The aircraft is sound, it'll fly well to Europe, and you have a first-class seat. But for whatever reason, you insist on huddling down with the baggage in the cargo hold of the plane. There you sit, among the hard bags, the chilly air, maybe even a few smelly pets. No one brings you anything to eat or drink. You just have to sit there the whole time. Now, the good news is this. You will get to Europe just the same as the person who sits in first class. This is like the Christian full of unbelief and who doesn't walk in the light of the Lord. They may reach their destination, praise the Lord for that, but they could have gone first class. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, I do not see why you and I, if we're going to heaven, should not go first class. Well, amen to that. And God helping us, we'll do that. Hey, today, with the Lord working in our light, let's determine, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.